Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Our favourite coffee capsules.
I just had one.
Did you?
Yeah.
How good are they,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
They are beautiful. And they are, I've got to be really honest, we are a big fan in Mind Food. We love them.
Well, so Michelle cooks with them.
I know.
Yeah.
And the latest issue. In fact, on the cover, the latest cover is an espresso recipe. Anyway, given they're actually being given a second lease on life thanks to a whole new upscale sort of project launched by Nespresso. It's designed to remind consumers of the important part they play in sustainability.
Yeah, great idea.
And I have to be honest, I didn't know as a company they were so involved in that. But it's Project Upcycle, and it's an initiative to design to increase our capacity to recycle. And it's very, very smart. We're actually going to work on a big story in an upcoming issue. But to launch the campaign, Nespresso commissioned six leading Australian artists known for their sustainable ethic to create original artworks from thousands of used capsules. You know the little...
Yeah, I know the little capsules.
How cool would that be?
Yep.
So I want to welcome to the show today Nicole Parker from Nespresso. Hi, Nicole.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you?
Great. Now, tell me, I want to get on to the artists, but before I do, why was this initiative so important to Nespresso?
As the pioneer of the portioned coffee market worldwide, we recognise our obligation to sustainability, and we try to ensure that sustainability is run all throughout our operations and our value chain. So we seek to make clear commitments and create shared value for our business and for our consumer.
And tell me, how important or why was it important, I guess, for consumers to get involved?
Yeah, we have, at Nespresso, we have a lot of global initiatives around our sustainability practices. So we have our AAA Sustainable Quality Program, which impacts the coffee farmers in the countries of origin. But sometimes that message is difficult for consumers in Australia to relate to. So we felt it was more relevant for us to talk about the recyclability of the Nespresso capsule. The Nespresso capsule is made from aluminium, which is an infinitely recyclable material. And in addition to which, at our recycling facility, we're able to separate the aluminium from the coffee. So both the used aluminium and the used coffee can go into a sustainable value chain, or a second life, as we like to call it.
It is a great message, though, for the consumer because, you know, I know in our household, you know, we'll go in and buy all the little capsules and things like that because we love the taste, we love, you know, the combination of flavours and things like that. But it's actually a really good message to see a company getting involved with, isn't it? You know, to be that hands-on and practical with it.
Oh, thank you. And I think that for Nespresso, this is certainly a starting point. We have a capsule recycling collection facilities at our 11 boutiques in Australia and one in New Zealand as well. And we see this as a starting point for us. We know that returning the capsules to the boutique is not always accessible for all of our consumers. So by launching Project Upcycle, we're very keen to hear what our Nespresso Club members say about this, and we'll take their feedback very seriously to see if we can look at rolling out further recycling collection points around the country.
Now tell us about the amazing artworks.
Yeah, great. Thank you. So we have, we commissioned six different artists, as you mentioned earlier. They each represent one of the states where we have the Nespresso boutiques. And each of these artists is renowned in their state for using sustainable or reusing materials in their art creations. So the six artworks all include Nespresso capsules. Some of them use other types of materials as well, but what's common throughout all of them is that they've all used sustainable materials to recreate some artwork.
Nicole, thanks for being on the show today.
Pleasure, Michael.
So that was Nicole Parker from Nespresso talking about wonderful artwork and the recycling work that they're doing.
Would you like another Nespresso?
Two's my limit this
morning. Two's my limit. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.